brings us to the time of the morning. We talk heart matters, heart and stroke, in fact. And in this case, this morning, talking about diabetes. Doing that with Corrie Erasmus, one of the registered dietitians at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And with that, Corrie, good morning. Welcome to the show this morning.
Morning, Wayne. It's lovely to be here.
And thanks once again for joining us. And we're talking today about World Diabetes Day. And can you please tell our listeners about World Diabetes Day and why the Heart and Stroke Foundation of SA is involved in raising awareness about this important global health issue?
Yes, definitely. So this Friday on 14 November, it'll be World Diabetes Day, and it's observed every year. So for the Heart and Stroke Foundation, it's very important because diabetes is also a risk factor for heart disease and stroke. And we know we always encourage prevention, everyone. And then, of course, care for everyone living with the condition. So actually, if we look at some global stats, about almost 600 million adults worldwide are living with diabetes. And this number is expected to rise. And given that, 3 in 4 people with diabetes live in low and middle income countries like South Africa, where access to diagnosis and care can be limited. So we also know that a lot of adults in South Africa with diabetes are actually undiagnosed, which can be very dangerous. So that's why we focus on diabetes.
As a topic, or as a target, if I can call it that, in terms of health of the population. And what is diabetes and the common symptoms of it?
Yes, so diabetes is a chronic disease where there's two types. There's type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes. So in type 1 diabetes, which is usually you have that from a very young age, that's where the pancreas actually doesn't produce enough insulin. So there's a deficiency in insulin in the body. And then type 2 diabetes, which is it's more of the lifestyle disease, which older adults get. But of course, we're seeing that a lot younger now too. Mm. And that's where you are producing enough insulin. But over time, due to different factors, due to very high blood glucose, your body actually gets insulin resistant, and then you have high blood glucose.
Right.
So, yes, your normal blood glucose should be around 4 to 6. And then when diabetes develops, we see that over time that blood glucose starts to raise and continues to be higher than 6. And you might see symptoms like frequent urination, extreme thirst, constant hunger. People can also experience unexplained weight loss, fatigue. Blurred vision is a big one because the blood vessels in the eyes actually get damaged. You might have slow healing when you have wounds or frequent infections. So it's very important to check your blood glucose.
Right. And something that you alluded to just a moment ago, because of undiagnosed potential victims, why is it important to raise awareness about diabetes, and especially in a country like South Africa?
Yes, no, definitely. So if we look at South African statistics, of the adult population, about 38 million people are living with diabetes, and out of our adult population, which is 38 million, we have about 2.3 million people that are living with diabetes, and then, like we said, many more is undiagnosed. The numbers show that diabetes is not just the individual health issue, but in South Africa, it's a public health challenge because we don't have enough personnel facilities to diagnose people and to give them the care that they need. So that's why raising awareness is so critical. It helps people, firstly, to recognize the symptoms, get tested early, and then that's when you start to make behavior changes that can prevent serious complications such as your heart disease and stroke. So that is our goal.
And then, Corrie, how does diabetes affect brain and heart health, specifically increasing the risk of heart disease and connected to the brain, obviously, strokes?
Yes. So diabetes, I mentioned that over time, you constantly have that high blood sugar because your body no longer produces enough insulin in response to the high blood sugar. And that high blood sugar can actually damage your blood vessels and your nerves. And then that, of course, reduces blood flow and oxygen to vital organs. When blood vessels get damaged, we know that the body tries to fix that damage with plaque buildup in the blood vessels, but over time that starts to narrow and harden the walls of the arteries, and that's when you can get, for example, a stroke if there's a blocked blood vessel in the brain. So that's how diabetes increases the risk of heart attacks and strokes. And other than that, diabetes can also worsen cognitive function, so your brain function over time, because a poor blood flow to the brain can cause memory problems. We also see an increased risk of dementia. And yeah, it's very important to get that treatment early.
And then, Corrie, how can people reduce their risk of developing diabetes? Is it diet, lifestyle? How can you kind of go through life making sure that you reduce your risks?
Yes. So, of course, if we think about blood sugar in the blood, the main way we get that is through our food that we eat. So adopting healthy behaviors in the form of a healthy diet is a huge way that people can prevent and reduce their risk of developing diabetes, but also manage their diabetes. We do have what we call type 2 diabetes remission. So there are cases where people who are pre-diabetic or where highly motivated individuals that had been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes with the correct behavior change can actually recover and their diabetes, as so to speak, can go into remission, where we see normal blood glucose levels for a period of over 3 months.
Right.
So, yes, so the first step would be eating a balanced diet, lots of vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, of course, limiting processed foods and sugary foods and drinks. And then exercise, so being physically active for at least 150 minutes per week. And then avoiding substances like tobacco and alcohol intake. Of course, managing stress is actually just as important. Stress has a huge impact on the body and on your blood vessels. And then lastly, getting enough good quality restful sleep is just important.
Then a message for World Diabetes Day. What message do you have for World Diabetes Day?
Yes, so diabetes is a serious condition. It affects not only our blood sugar, but also the heart, brain, and the rest of the body. You know, in worse circumstances, diabetes can cause blindness and nerve damage. But, of course, the good news is that many of its risks can be prevented or managed through healthy behavior choices, like maintaining a healthy weight, having lots of exercise, eating a balanced diet. So what we want to emphasize is to make those healthy behavior choices. And to, in order to be motivated to make those choices, it's so important to get your checkup. So maybe this World Diabetes Day, prioritize getting your blood sugar levels tested. Okay. You know that early detection is so important.
Indeed. And last question, Corey, where can listeners go for more information if they maybe have a suspicion and they've got a funny feeling that something that you've mentioned sort of triggers a feeling that they might be developing the disease? How do they get in touch with you and what information is available?
Yes, so listeners can go to our website. We have information on diabetes. We have information on behavior changes like healthy diets, heart health, brain health. So that's on our website at heartfoundation.co.za. Listeners can also reach us. We have a team of dietitians. We have a team of health promotion officers and nurses. So that is at 021-422-1586.
Great. Corey, thank you very, very much. Have a great week. We'll chat again next week, Tuesday, and thanks for the chat today.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you then. That's Corey Erasmus from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And this chat will be on our website later on today, wildcoastradio.co.za.